like put
I believe,
here.
I believe something did create this earth, but
yeah, same.
I don't know whether there still is a God.
And you are a TikTok creator, yeah?
Yeah.
Imagine someone watches your stuff, yeah? And let's suppose... Not only does it encourage you to read, it tells you how many verses you've read, how many pages you read, how long you've been on it, and best of all, the Hasana counter. Download the Qurani app now and have a Ramadan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book like you've never had before. All right, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. We're here at Tottenham Court Road Station. We're here with famous TikTokers, yeah? What's your name?
Jake.
Jake.
Joe.
Max.
Max?
Yeah.
As known as Big Boss, yeah? Be careful to this guy. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about who's an atheist and who believes in God?
Well, I was baptised, but I don't believe in God.
Okay. I sort of believe in God, sort of. It's like mixed. It's
so
mixed.
You're agnostic, you're atheist. What about you?
I don't believe in God.
Yeah, don't believe in God.
Sometimes I deep it and I'm like, yeah, just thinking about it, but
yeah.
I don't think about it too much.
Okay, so, okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. What do you ever wonder your purpose? Like, why am I here? Like, who put me here? Where am I going?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. But not a lot.
Not a lot, yeah?
No.
So what makes you, you know you said sometimes you deep it, like what makes you like, hold on a second actually, there's more to this life. What's the moments that you have in life that makes you think like, you know what, hold on a second, is there something bigger than this?
No, I sort of just think like, yeah, where did I come from? How was I made from like before? My parents and stuff, like that's, yeah, like the first human beings, how were they like put on earth? That's what I think about.
Okay, interesting.
The aim of life is just like to earn money and then we all die eventually. So every clothes and all this we buy, it's not really ours because at the end of the day, everyone's going to die eventually. So the aim is just to make money and enjoy.
That's a good point. You know, you showed me your trainers. Show them again. You know why? Let me tell you guys, yeah? Guess how much you paid for these trainers? Watch this. What are they called?
Jordan Dunks.
Jordan Dunks, yeah? Okay. Like Dunks Donuts. No, I'm joking. Guess how much these were. Show them to the camera. £250, yeah? So now, let me tell you something, yeah? Do you think these trainers are going to make you happy?
No, they won't make me happy at all.
Okay, so what was the reason you bought them?
To show them off.
Okay, to show them off, yeah, okay. So do you sometimes think that we give ourselves a purpose by living for others? Look, I came to Islam about 8 years ago. Yeah, I wasn't born a Muslim, yeah? So I used to live a lifestyle of wanting to show off as well. Like, I'll go to the gym, yeah? I would want to drive certain cars. And all of this was because I wanted to show off to the girls or show off to my family members, whoever it might be. Do you get it? But yeah, what I realized is that that doesn't bring me happiness. Yeah? So I had to ask myself a big question. Okay? Because once you live the life of, you know, having the money and the cars and all this kind of stuff, you ask yourself, what next? Because you're going to come to a point where you're going to hit a wall and be like, okay, is this it? So when we was talking about, for example, money and cars, etc., these are not your ultimate purpose. Yeah? Because if you think about it, our trainers, the chain that you wear, to the jumper that you wear, to the bag that you have, they all have a purpose. Somebody made them with a purpose and a design. They've given it a design. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
So you said you're agnostic, yeah? Do you believe that all of this was created by nothing?
No, I think like it's created by people building it.
Okay.
But then, yeah, when I say like I deep it, I think like how was the material made and stuff going back from that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the universe, we know there was a Big Bang. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah?
That's where it began from. So did the Big Bang come from nothing? Can it come from nothing?
No.
Big Bang from a meteor that has come and hit the Earth, which has come from far away, obviously.
In okay, where did that come from?
The universe, space. Somewhere space. In space.
Okay, what caused that to hit our, whatever, the
it's
Big Bang?
The wrong way.
No problem, but what made it go that way? Because it can't be random events.
There's millions of meteors going all around the world, obviously, and some are going to hit and some aren't going to hit. And
no, but, okay, but the point is, that's like saying, for example, what's the chance of someone winning the lottery compared to what's the chance of you winning the lottery, yeah? There's a whole different probability in that, yeah? What's the chance of someone winning? Well, definitely someone's going to win it.
Yeah.
But what's the chances of you winning it? So the thing is, the fact that, for example, our universe is is the only planet that there's life in it. And, for example, to the oxygen that we have, to the water, to, for example, the way we function, it's impossible for us to think that random events, random things, yeah? Like, we're all made out of DNA, yeah? Atoms, yeah? These random blind beings, yeah? Things that have no purpose. How can they give rise to us? We have a consciousness. We think. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So do you not think that there must be a creator or something that brought us to be?
Yeah, but, like, I can't really think about that. I don't really understand it enough to think about how my consciousness was even like put
here. I believe something did create this earth, but
yeah, same.
I don't know whether there still is a God.
And you are a TikTok creator, yeah?
Yeah?
Imagine someone watches your stuff, yeah? And let's suppose that you never show your face and someone says, this person, it's random. Random things are making this. You as a content creator, and I'm a content creator as well, you would feel offended that people benefit from your stuff They watch your stuff, they share your stuff, but they deny you.
Yeah, I would feel offended, 100%.
So how do you think it is for God? Now, we're not saying God has feelings. Where the thing is this, it's a disrespect. Do you get it?
Yeah, no, it is a disrespect completely. If you're just saying, like, that's not them or whatever, it's just, they would feel bad on their part.
Exactly. So imagine everything that God's given us on this earth. I'm not going to keep you guys long. I know you guys need to go, yeah? Imagine everything that you have. You enjoy the food that he gives, the oxygen that you breathe, the sleep that you have. You enjoy all of that, and you totally disregard him.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't exist. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, now you say it like that, I sort of put it into perspective, and, you get all these things from what? Like, there must be something that put it there for you to enjoy and have. And like you just said to Joe, like, his TikTok page and stuff, like, it's got all of this. People benefit from it. They like it. But they don't believe he's real. And, like, for the smallest, like, bit of respect you could give him, that is to believe that he is a real person.
Exactly.
So, like, you got to give respect to God or whoever put this here.
Now, check this out, Jake. Check this out, Jake. I'm not going to hold you guys long. I know you guys need to go, yeah? Imagine as a content creator, I take your stuff and people start thanking me.
Yeah, I would hate that.
You hate that.
That's like people were like, gods, he put like the materials or put the people here.
We don't believe in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only do you not believe in him, you ascribe it to someone else. You say, you know what? I believe, for example, this. I thank, you know, these people who go and thank statues or people that say Jesus is God and stuff like that. Yes, Christians say that, yeah? We believe that is the biggest form of blasphemy, because what you're doing is the credit that God deserves, you're thanking things that are in the creation. Do you get it? I'm going to end on this note, guys, yeah? I'm going to open the Quran. I'm going to read one verse. I'm going to open it randomly, yeah? And I believe, this is a message from. This is because we believe God Almighty. This is from God Almighty, yeah? Okay. And I believe this is a message to all of us. Okay, you ready? Do you want to open a random place? Just open a random place and point at a verse. Any verse. Okay, let's read that verse, yeah? Okay, so this is Surah Zumar. It says,